You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. HudsonValley360.com has published a press release announcing that State Senator Kathy Marchione, chair of the state's local government committee, secured $21,000 in state aid for the Shaker Museum Mount Lebanon during the 2017 legislative session. The funds awarded will be used to install education signage at the Mount Lebanon site in New Lebanon. Quote, I was proud to secure this funding that will support the mission of the Shaker Museum and further its vital educational efforts, end quote, Marchione said. The signage is expected to be installed by spring or early summer of 2018. The project is part of a larger effort to make the history of Mount Lebanon more accessible and allow visitors a more substantive experience. The historic site in New Lebanon is open from June to October and offers tours, exhibitions, and public programs. Its collection of more than 56,000 Shaker items is the most comprehensive collection of its kind in the world. Read the full statement at HudsonValley360.com. Dana Rubenstein is reporting at Politico New York. Amtrak Chairman Tony Kosia said Tuesday, September 12th, repairs to Penn Station are far from over. Quote, the work we've done is hardly the cure for everything that ails Penn Station, he said. Following several minor derailments, Amtrak this summer curtailed access to Penn Station to make emergency repairs to the tracks underneath. The station closures proved to be an inconvenience for Long Island Railroad and New Jersey Transit commuters who rely on Penn Station to access Midtown Manhattan. The work done this summer was just a portion of what remains to be done, Kosia said during a speech at an Association for a Better New York event in Midtown. Quote, we've got a lot more work to do and there's a lot to catch up on, he said. In the coming months, much of that work will be done on nights and weekends, but not all of it. He said this summer proved a complicated project can be accomplished and that the work is necessary. Quote, and you know that's not going to change, end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union. New York just made it easier for prospective teachers to become certified. The State Board of Regents Tuesday, September 12th, approved a number of changes to the certification process. Among the changes approved is a lower pass score for the exam developed by Stanford University that measures a candidate's planning, instruction, and testing abilities in a specific content area, like biology or social studies. In addition to written work, candidates must submit a portfolio of their work that includes video of their student teaching. Adopted in 2014 with a pass score of 41, the Regents agreed Tuesday to phase in a lower score over 4 years, starting with a cut score of 38 in 2018, increasing to a score of 29 in 2020, and eventually hitting 40 in 2022. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.